of the week. So if you want to get one into us over the weekend for next week, you can email talk@beat102103.com. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, please.
Hi, Nolan Show. Please keep me anonymous. My wife is pregnant and due in 4 months. Congratulations. It's our first baby, so obviously it's all new to us. We have fallen out over this, though. At the weekend, she said we had to talk about the car situation. She has a Golf and I have a Mazda MX-5. She said we both need to trade cars and get a Nissan Qashqai or a similar family car for when the baby arrives. I told her I am not giving up my car. It's my pride and joy. I shouldn't have to give it up because of the baby. I want to keep it, and she says I am not prioritizing our child. Who is in the right, me or her? Oh God, we're in the middle of
domestic.
Sticky one, isn't it? Sticky. Firstly, congratulations. Amazing news. 4 months to go. That's so exciting. Yeah, and a big deal. And it's all very new and it's all very kind of probably real now. So you probably are at that stage where you're having conversations about practical stuff, right? Hmm. And obviously a car does come into the equation when it comes to having kids. Like, you have to make sure, I suppose, that you can have space and you have a car that can carry. I don't know about this car.
I know of the MX-5s. Yeah, they're kind of small and
but then they can't.
I don't know if they'd get a baby seat in the back of it, to be honest. But like, I'm puzzled here, because you'd get a baby seat in the back of a Golf, no bother. So
yeah, but
issue?
She's saying that
she wants to trade both cars in to get one family car.
Yeah, to get a family car.
No, her Golf is fine for the baby.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you now, I got a Polo. I got Eve and I got a Polo at the same time.
And a Polo is slightly smaller than a Golf,
Polo
isn't it?
A good bit smaller, and yeah, there was no problem. So I think this is going to be...
like, if they were having twins, or if they were at the stage of two or three kids, then you might need the bigger family wagon, so to speak.
I don't know if it makes... Like, I don't know you and I don't know your situation, but I always like to have my own car, because I wouldn't like to be relying on Tom to be... Someone just said an MX-5
it's
is only
a two-seater.
Okay,
I knew it was small. I didn't realise
like,
there was
I
no
don't,
back.
Look, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if you need a Qashqai for one
baby,
but you probably do need... He does maybe need another car if he only has a car that has a two-seater, because you can't put a baby in a two-seater. Mm. So that practically does make sense. But I can understand you not wanting to give up your pride and joy. So is there a way that you can, I don't know, financially, I don't know what your situation is. I don't understand why she needs such a big car for
one baby.
Yeah, that would be my only thing.
And I think most couples would say nowadays, as you touched on, going to one car just might not work.
Well,
he's got to get to work, and she's got
stuff
to do.
If you have stuff that you need to be doing and he's in work or whatever, vice versa, that, like, I mean, I just prefer personally that if you can, I couldn't do that. Sure, I work in Waterford. I don't know. I think it's not a case of like who's in the right or in the wrong, because I can actually see both sides. I can understand that you don't want to let go of something that
you love,
but also you do have to think about practically bringing your baby around. Mm-hmm. So the question is, are you in a position to keep the car and get something else so that you still have a way of a mode of transport?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Or is the, unless the Golf is like close to roadworthy, well then the Golf is fine as the family car for one baby.
Yeah, but
I think she sounds like she's a bit of notions here. Oh, I'm having a baby, we need a big family car now.
Well, like, I suppose there are some people that probably feel like when you do have kids that you do trade, you know, that you upgrade and you get a bigger car or whatever. But I think for baby number one, I think you'll be fine in the Golf. Who am I? I had a Polo.
Okay, there's a lot of reaction on this already. Give us your thoughts. Who's in the right, he wants to know. 085-102-9103.
It's quite split, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of strong feelings on either side on this. Let's get through to you, Texas Star, with Aiden says, the lady's 100% right. I can't understand he doesn't see how unpractical his car is, so he needs to grow up and realise his life will change. He can always get the car he wants again someday.
Shawnee said, dilemma, this happened to me. I had two cars, a Nissan Silvia and Civic, parked in the shed. My pride and joy. I had to trade them in for a Qashqai.
Bloody Qashqais.
When we started to have kids, I nearly cried at the time. Someone said the Qashqai boot is very small.
Mm. Peter says, I thought having a Golf was enough when we had one child. It wasn't. You go shopping with the buggy in the back, all the shopping is going in the back seat. But also, I do like MX5s, so this is a tough one.
You're torn. Michaela, I have a pink pink MX-5 and my boyfriend has a matching blue one. Thank you for your picture as well. We had our daughter in 2024 and we keep them in storage and take them out on special occasions. Our daughter will get to choose which one she wants to travel in, but have other daily cars. Fair enough if one person wants to get a new car, but I know for a fact I wouldn't be told to change any of my cars.
I suppose, look, Michaela, it sounds like you're in a lucky position that you could another car. Yeah. Maybe not everyone's there. Maggie says, his car has to go. What if he has to collect the baby unexpectedly for some reason? Good point. And they both left that morning in their regular cars because she dropped the baby off. You're about to be a father and that means you have to be 100% selfless, and in this case it means having a car under both of you that will keep your kids safe. When the family are grown up and you're all alone again, go have a midlife crisis and get a two-seater wannabe sports car to relive your youth. But for now, grow up and be the type of father every child deserves, the one that thinks their kid is more important than a hunk of metal with wheels, wipers and an ego boost.
I kind of like that message.
Okay, let's get through a few of the voice notes if we can. We're going to start with Jamie.
Listen now, I drive a Mini. I've got two baby seats in the back. I can fit a buggy in the boot.
Wow.
As long as you can fit all the stuff that a baby needs into the car, that's all that matters. What you need to do is go somewhere that has car seats and buggies, etc., and you need to buy what fits in your car. So you can go into the likes of somewhere that does buggies and they'll let you take the buggy out to the car and see are you able to put the buggy in the car. I even have a larger buggy when out and about and you're able to pop the two wheels off and I can fit it into my boot. And I drive a Mini and it has a tiny, tiny boot. There's also different styles of car seats that are for babies that are slimmer and stuff that fit in. The first car seats for babies always fit in, and then the next one up you need to get one that fits into the car, and it's especially helpful with a small car to have a 360 turn baby seat. Everything is doable. Babies are expensive enough, especially at the start. You don't need the added pressure expense of changing your cars, selling your cars, getting a new car. Like, just relax. Everything is fine.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
Anne was on too.
Hi, guys. I had twins and we had a Fiat Punto and I was able to fit everything bar the kitchen sink in it. So I don't know what the issue is. And it's normally the car that the woman drives that is the family car anyway in that situation, because you're not going to chop and change car seats and things like that. So I think it's probably a bit of both. He needs to give a little bit and she needs to give a little bit.
Okay, and let's hear for one more. Fiona.
How dramatic. Oh my God, like, is she nesting, first of all? And also, there's no need for new cars. Like, can you not make do with what you have? A Golf is totally fine, totally fine. I don't understand people who go all out and brand new everything when babies come along. I have one child and we bought as much as we could secondhand because it was expensive enough and we kept our car, you know? But I don't know. And my partner at the time as well, he had like a two-seater van, but we made do, because usually, sorry to tell you, when you have kids, it's usually sort of mommy and mommy's car, and you do everything in mommy's car, and car seat and pram is in mommy's car, and usually mommy does everything because of the 6-month maternity leave, because daddy only gets 2 weeks or whatever, do you know what I mean? That's usually mommy, so I don't know. I don't think your man should get rid of his Mazda. His whole world's going to be turned upside down. He'll be totally fine.
Thank you, Fiona.
Can we just end with this? Anto's been on. I'll buy the Mazda.
We've got a deal.